On Election Day, Michigan voters will see candidates on the ballot from the national political party that really no longer exists. The Natural Law Party dissolved as a political organization more than a dozen years ago. Yet, as Quinn Kleinfelter reports, Natural Law Party candidates are still running for office this election cycle, but only in Michigan.
I was looking for the physical letter from Gerald Ford, but I don't remember which file I quite put it in.
The only Natural Law Party candidate for the U.S. Senate in the nation rummages through a small metal filing cabinet in his kitchen, across from stacks of books on topics like the collapse of the Soviet Union and U.S. electoral reform. But John Howard Wilhelm has no illusions about his chances in Michigan's upcoming general election.
It clearly would be an incredible accident if I were to win.
Wilhelm persistently emailed with the chair of Michigan's Natural Law Party about his views on third-party candidacies. This year, after deciding he could best make his voice heard as a candidate, he made his pitch to the state chair. One visit to vet him from the party's gubernatorial nominee, and Wilhelm was in.
It's unusual because almost in any other state you couldn't do something like it. It's very hard to get on the ballot to run for the Senate. Actually, in Michigan, because of the Natural Law Party, it wasn't difficult. And I pursued it because I just wanted to see if I could stir up things. And they do need to be stirred up because I think we're in a desperate situation in terms of our political system. And you're not going to get reform out of either the Republicans or the Democrats. It has to come from the outside.
The Natural Law Party was founded to take a new approach to politics based on the principles of transcendental meditation as designed by the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Yes, that Maharishi, the one who tutored the Beatles. The publisher of Ballot Access News, election expert Richard Winger, says the Natural Law Party was a very different kind of political organization.
The way it was formed was very unusual. It was formed instantaneously all over the world. I think there were about 70 countries that had a Natural Law Party, and they were all started in 1992 because the leader of the Transcendental Meditation movement decided he wanted his followers to start a party.
Former Beatle George Harrison played a benefit concert for the party, and the Beach Boys helped raise funds for it. The party seemed to be taking off. Winger says Natural Law ran over 50 candidates in a single election year in California, a record, he estimates, for a third party. And it attracted celebrity candidates, like the late Canadian magician Doug Henning, who ran for office unsuccessfully in both his native country and in the United Kingdom, where British law permits candidates from Commonwealth nations.
Now, a party election broadcast by the Natural Law Party.
Hello, everyone. I'm an expert in making things disappear. My Natural Law Party will make the problems of the nation disappear, as darkness disappears with the onset of light. Stress, strain, and problems in national life will be eliminated.
The party eventually ran its own U.S. presidential ticket in 2000, but barely made a whimper in the election. The Maharishi withdrew his support, membership dwindled, financial problems mounted, and the National Party in the U.S. disbanded in 2004. A few state chapters carried on, some merging with other parties. But by this election cycle, a database of all 2018 electoral ballots in the U.S. compiled by the National Institute on Money and Politics reveals Natural Law Party candidates are only running for state and federal office on the Michigan ballot. Election expert Richard Winger says Michigan's arcane regulations made it harder to get on the ballot than in most states, but easier to stay on once a party has gained access.
Well, in the United States, ballot access is totally controlled by state law. There are no federal laws about ballot access. That's pretty unusual in the world. We're one of only two countries in which the ballot access laws for the national elections are not written by the national government. The other is Switzerland. So it doesn't really make any difference if the Natural Law Party nationally dissolved itself, as long as the state chair of the Natural Law Party of Michigan wants to keep the party going.
And attorney Doug Dern, chair of Michigan's Natural Law Party, says he definitely wants to keep the party on the state ballot. Dern, who is a candidate himself for Michigan's Supreme Court, says retaining ballot access, even without the backing of a national organization, has allowed the party to become a kind of refuge to those whose political views stray from the mainstream.
What I've done as state party chair is opened it up to an open forum for anybody who wants to run other than Democrat or Republican. You know, my belief is that right wing, left wing, two wings, same bird. You don't really have a choice. We still try to, you know, educate people on the concepts of the natural law party, of scientific solutions to government. But by the same token, if you've got different ideas, we won't keep you out.
Dern notes that Ralph Nader, for one, used the natural law party to make his 2008 presidential bid in Michigan. Dern says having that access is vital for a democracy to fully function.
People say, oh, I would never vote for a third party. That wastes my vote. Well, with that mentality, it will waste your vote. I mean, if we start voting third parties and take some of the power away from the Democrats and the Republicans, we could really change the world.
For U.S. Senate candidate John Howard Wilhelm, changing some perceptions would be enough. His campaign has consisted mainly of passing out brochures at a farmer's market, answering candidate surveys for a few newspapers, and crafting a website with his policy positions.
Why not? If you don't try, you don't accomplish anything. If you do try, you're likely not to accomplish in many cases anything, but once in a while you can.
And Wilhelm says if he or the Natural Law Party can make an impact on voters with a chance to make more inroads in the future, then in a way, the election is already won. For now. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.